Before you dive into today's episode, I want to encourage you to go to the link in the description. That's a workbook for you to follow along as you move through this episode. We are going to talk a lot about creating a healthy lifestyle that you desire. And I want to make sure that you actually have some tangible things to walk away from this chat with. So make sure you go in, download your copy. It's free, complimentary, and it's just going to support you as you move through this episode. So would love for you guys to snag that and put this stuff into practice. Welcome back, my friends. I am so excited to chat with you today about this concept of creating a healthy lifestyle. And I know for a lot of people, this might mean different things. And so I want to give you this time and space to really reflect on what a healthy lifestyle actually means to you and what it looks like in real time. So my healthy lifestyle is going to look completely different than yours. And every single one of my clients look different as well. And that's okay, because the point of a healthy lifestyle is something that you can sustain, that you can stick with, and that feels genuine and supportive to your life. So when we're thinking about this concept of creating a healthy lifestyle, I'm going to break it down into three different parts today. So the first component that I want you to be paying attention to is your overall vision. So when I ask you this question, I want you to really think about big picture and also your dream lifestyle. I don't want you to think about the things that are kind of like going to get in your way of that, whether you're a mom or a busy working woman. There's going to always be things that are going to get in the way of having that dream healthy lifestyle. But today, I just want you to reflect on really what that could look like for you. So dream big, let your ears and eyes open to the possibilities. And I'm going to ask you a few questions that'll allow you to kind of prompt this deeper discussion for yourself. And simultaneously, what we're going to be doing here is creating some intrinsic motivation. So extrinsic motivation is going to be the motivation that we have that is external, that comes from outside of ourselves. So a lot of us rely on extrinsic motivation. So whether that is a wedding coming up that you're going to be in, or an upcoming beach trip that you're going to be in a bathing suit for, so many of us set these extrinsic kind of goals as opposed to really diving into ourselves and seeing what that goal actually means to us. And so the questions that I'm going to prompt you today are going to allow you to dream big, identify that kind of dream lifestyle for yourself. And then we're also going to have the other component, which is going to dig deep into that intrinsic motivation. So the first question is going to be, who is the person that I want to be? So again, dream big. Who do you actually want to be? I don't want you to think of a fitness influencer or think of somebody that you follow on Instagram, a celebrity or something like that. I want you to think in terms of, if this was you, how do you picture your ideal healthy lifestyle? That's kind of what we're getting at here. The second question that we're going to think about is, how does his, her, or their life look like? So what does it look like? How does their day unfold? What are they focusing on for the day? How are they moving through in terms of their work and their health and their fitness? What does that look like? So really like jotting down what it looks like to wake up in the morning and that energy kind of sustained throughout the day and the things that you're going to be accomplishing throughout your day. The next question I want to ask you is, what do you value and prioritize? Not the you that you are now, but the future you, the more improved version of you. So again, thinking ideal healthy lifestyle, what are the things that you are working on, the things that you are valuing and prioritizing and putting effort into in your life? The next question is going to be, what are your expectations of a healthy lifestyle? I often find with clients that we have these unrealistic expectations for ourselves as far as what healthy should look like. So that's why we started this, and I wanted you to really define what a healthy lifestyle looks like for you. So the last question that I want you to ask yourself are, what are the outcomes that you are expecting? So a lot of times I see clients who come in and they have these outcome-based goals. And when I mean outcome-based goals, that means that that's something that they are hoping to achieve, although we really don't have much control over it. So for example, if you have a weight loss goal, we really don't know how much weight you're going to lose within the first month or 3 months or 6 months, right? We don't actually know that. There's so many different factors that play a role in that. Versus when we have a process-oriented goal, this is going to be something that you can actually control, right? These are the daily actions and habits that you are going to take either on a daily or weekly basis in order to meet that process-based goal. So that, for example, can look like walking 10 minutes a day, right? That's something that you have control over. It doesn't rely on an external kind of outcome. So lots of different questions in here for you. And I hope that you do pause and sit with this and reflect on these questions, because this can be a very empowering experience. Because again, we are not only picturing our ideal healthy lifestyle, but also diving into that intrinsic motivation. So really looking for what drives you, what's your deeper why. When we can connect to that reasoning, that is going to make this process so much easier for you. Because when we come into a healthy lifestyle and we're just doing it because a coach tells us to do something, or because we feel uncomfortable in our skins, which of course can be part of the intrinsic motivation side of things. But if we don't have a deeper reflection and we're not able to dig underneath the surface to see what's kind of there, then that's going to be hard to sustain during those times where you feel like you want to quit, right? This is going to be the reasoning that you're going to utilize in order to stick with this process, because it is not going to be easy. I know we talk a lot about on here how living a healthy lifestyle should be something that's sustainable, but that doesn't mean that you're not going to have bumps and ups and downs throughout the process. And so this just gives you a really clear picture as to what it could look like for you. And the last thing that I'll say on this part before we move on is that everybody's vision and lifestyle, like I said earlier, is going to look different, and that's okay. But I think that it's really important that we also bring our own expectations into this. So when I talk about expectations, I want you guys to think about setting things that are realistic for yourself. So now we have like the dream healthy lifestyle. And what elements of that can we actually put into practice given our current circumstances, right? Because we all have different things going on in life. Life is busy for every human. I know it. And so when we think about this topic, I want you to be really thinking about, okay, here's my dream healthy lifestyle, and what of those elements can I implement in my day? Okay. All right, the next component that we're going to move on to in terms of creating a healthy lifestyle is setting goals. So I have a full episode on this. It was a few episodes before this one. So make sure you scroll back, listen to that episode if you're really looking for more of a non-traditional approach to goal setting goals. I'm going to touch on a little bit of it here, but if you want a more in-depth explanation and a little bit more guidance on actually setting goals, I highly recommend going and listening to that episode. But for now, I want to just start by chatting about this fresh start effect. So this is actually something coined in research where we are starting something new. So whether that's a new year, a new month, a new job, and that actually is more beneficial to our success of our goals because of that freshness, because of the newness, right? We can almost recreate our routines, especially with a new job, right? You have this whole new routine that you can set yourself up with. So this time of the year is actually a really good time to set goals. Despite what you may have heard about New Year's resolutions and things like that, there is a lot of research to support that that is successful for a lot of people. So I don't want you to get discouraged and think that you can't set New Year's resolutions or set goals this year. But I also want you to understand that you can also set goals whenever that feels good for you. So there's definitely flexibility in that spectrum, and it's all about, again, finding what works best for you. But when we talk about setting goals, we're typically taught to set goals based on, really, if you think about any goal you've ever set, especially when it's related to health and fitness, they most likely were goals where you were moving away from some form of pain, right? Maybe you were uncomfortable in your skin. Maybe you had weight to lose. That's the kind of pain that I'm talking about, right? And so when we make goals from that perspective, it's just going to feel like we're beating ourselves up to get there versus choosing and setting goals based on how we want to feel when we get there. And I have a few questions for you to kind of identify what that experience will look like for you. So really, if we're thinking about a new goal, I want you to feel into it. Feel into how your body feels, right? And what it's kind of doing for you as you're thinking about this. Is it making you excited? Are you getting excited about it, right? Are you looking forward to the process? That's a good sign that that will be something that we can stick with consistently and something that we will be able to sustain throughout the year. A few questions that you can kind of ask yourself to dive a little bit deeper into this concept is, how will this experience change you? Who will you be on the other side? And what could this experience offer you? So really tuning into the possibility and the opportunities that might arise from focusing on something different this year in terms of how you feel, as opposed to just setting a goal based on something that you saw on somebody else's Instagram or a diet that a coworker is doing, right? This is really getting yourself connected to those goals. So that way, when you actually achieve them, you feel something. I cannot tell you how many times I have set goals in the past and I've just felt so empty. I felt so empty by the time I got there because I was like, what was the point of this, right? What was the point of this? I don't feel how I thought I would feel, or did I even think about how I wanted to feel when I got there, right? So really digging into this concept will allow you to set goals that feel good to you. The last component that we're going to talk about today in terms of creating a healthy lifestyle for yourself is this concept of making empowered decisions. Again, I do have a podcast episode on this. You're more than welcome to listen to it. But when we talk about empowered decisions, I want you to start to create some awareness around the decisions that you're making. You're going to find that a lot of the decisions that we make in life are actually really unconscious, right? So we're not really paying attention. We have so many decisions to make in a day that we often make things as automatic as possible. That's how our brains are circuited, right? We're hardwired to actually select things that are easy for our brain to grasp onto, right? So you're going to likely repeat certain behaviors and decisions because that's a neural pathway that your brain has created. So this becomes an easy thing for your brain to do, which is great, right? We want to create efficient brains. We want to be efficient in our decision making. But where this comes into becoming a problem is when we are just unconsciously making decisions as it relates to our health and fitness, whether that's the foods that we're eating or the movement that we're choosing to do or not to do. And so one thing that I love to really help clients just dive into is this concept of your intention, right? It doesn't matter what the actual decision is. What matters is the intention that you go into it with, right? So if you have an intention like, I am going to be the person on this trip, on this girls' weekend, that is paying attention to my alcohol consumption, or maybe I am practicing mindful eating skills. If that's your intention for the weekend, you're going to feel good if you are able to fulfill that intention. You won't feel good if you're not able to fulfill that intention. And again, it doesn't matter what the actual thing is, whether it's a healthy behavior, I'm doing that in air quotes, or not. It's more so just what was your original intention going into it. So think of it as a promise that you're making to yourself. Every time that we break a promise, whether it's small or big, to ourselves, that is reducing our amount of self-trust, our amount of self-confidence and self-efficacy and belief that we are capable of doing these things. And so it might seem like it's just such a little trivial thing, but really, this is how we continue to build self-confidence and self-trust within ourselves. And so pay attention to your intention. Get curious about what you actually wanted to do and evaluate the decision. Was that something that I actually wanted to do? Was that a conscious decision that I made? Or was that an unconscious, unaligned decision? And it's okay if it's either one of those, right? So a practice that I would love for you to kind of tie this all together and start to create in your life is taking an inventory of the decisions that you are making and how they're making you feel, okay? So you can make a little chart. I actually have one if you want to download it. I have a link that you can download that will give you a nice little workbook that will help you work through these questions that we've gone through today. And so I would love for you to make sure that you download that and to actually start to take an inventory of those decisions. Write down the decisions that you're making. It could be all of your decisions, or it could just be the ones that you're making in terms of health and fitness. And rank on a scale of 1 to 10 how that made you feel, right? Did it make you feel empowered? Did it make you feel confident? Did it feel good to actually do what you were saying you were going to do, right? And pay attention to the trend. What are the kind of decisions that you're noticing, right? This will allow you to kind of identify maybe some of those blind spots that you might be struggling with when it comes to your healthy lifestyle. So I'm excited for you guys to dig into this. Please go ahead, download the workbook. It will support you as you move through this experience, through this episode that I shared here. And I cannot wait to hear how things come around for you.